off with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
We'll take this plane, for example. This 80-ton chub of metal, seat cushions and Bloody Mary mix has no right to be soaring through the sky, but along comes Newton and explains something about the airflow over the wing creating an uplift, none of which makes a lick of sense, but you got 82 passengers back there who believe it so fiercely, the plane continues its journey safely. Now what's keeping us aloft? Faith? Or Newton?
If the plane goes down, I'll remember where the love was found. If the plane goes down, damn.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me, along with Captain Dennis. We're your crew navigating the latest aviation news and information and just trying to avoid getting probed by an alien visit. Or at least, I don't know. The more you know, the more that you'll be prepared. I don't know if there's a upside to knowing this or just being surprised or not, Dennis.
I don't want to be prepared for probing. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I don't think it would help. Anywho, talking about more stuff down, you know, to Earth, so to speak, we got to revisit this story from United, who they had put out a report initially when they had contact with what they thought was space debris. And it's now been clarified that it wasn't alien space debris or stuff that had just been floating around our orbit from, NASA or whoever. It was a weather balloon. I believe that crap.
We've heard that story before. Yeah. Roswell, New Mexico. It's a weather balloon.
Right. What's the truth? What are they saying exactly?
So a company called Windborne has basically came out and said that was likely one of their balloons.
Okay.
So Windborne has a fleet of low cost, very small. They say they're about a 2-pound balloon that they use to collect atmospheric weather observations. And then that can also funnel that money into their weather model. So It's providing winds aloft, temperature, that kind of information to help with the forecasts of weather, which is, you know, clearly very important to us as pilots, but then also just in general. I mean, take a look at what's happening in the tropics. You know, Jamaica just got hit by a hurricane, and all of that kind of air model helps them develop. Is there cold fronts coming through that might steer this storm north and all that kind of stuff? So It's a necessary evil, but unfortunately, that 2-pound balloon hitting a 500 mile an hour 737 max in the wrong spot can occasionally cause some damage.
Mm-hmm. And, so, you know, and it's probably, maybe there's something hanging from the balloon that they thought was space junk or electronics or something, maybe.
They may not have even seen the balloon, but they might have saw the little metal package or whatever it is that makes up the payload. But it's, you know, 2.5 pounds, connecting to the balloon, getting temperature, wind, pressure, and, you know, other kind of stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, so if you believe them, it was just a weather balloon. So we will have to wait and see, but at least we have a more concrete explanation or someone, you know,
it's better than just space debris. I mean, the odds of a re-entering piece of a satellite or a piece of, some booster that falling in and hitting an airliner.
Yeah.
I mean, they claim, you know, big sky theory is part of the whole see and avoid. You know, there's a lot of space out there. The chances of two airplanes coming together, that even the chances of a piece of debris from orbit making it to the flight levels where an airliner might happen to be is even more remote.
Yeah.
But obviously it can happen.
It could happen. What do you think the odds are, higher that you could get hit by one of those blue frozen solid waste things from a commercial liner or a weather balloon or space
debris? The odds are less than you think. There just about a year ago, there was a family in Naples, you know, just down from me, that had a piece of space debris from one of those pallets that they kick off of the space station and let it deorbit, you know, to get rid of their trash.
Yeah.
Well, a piece of that came right through their house in Naples. So it's in the realm of possibility that stuff from orbit could hit you.
And that would be way better than, you know, like frozen waste.
Yeah. Blue juice.
That would be the worst. I mean, if you're going to, you know, get the,
it'd be kind of crappy if that happened.
There it is.
But dump. Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm more concerned about being whacked by one of those than I would a weather balloon. when I'm up there flying around. Like if there's a commercial carrier way up above us and we're flying around in our 172 or whatever, and they decide to, you know, have a bio dump.
They don't dump the labs.
They're not supposed
in flight. No, they can't. Right. They're only
well, they, from the well, ground. It's happened.
Sure. If you had a, you know, it'd have to be a really Swiss cheese model here of a leaking valve and at flight causing ice to build up and then the ice broke off. But it's not something that's normally just dumped overboard. Uh-huh.
But yeah, I mean, if you're going to have something fall on you or your house or your plane, I'd rather have it like be real, you know, interesting, like a piece of the, you know, space stuff as opposed to a piece of
excrement.
Yeah. That would. It's like a bird crap. No, it's not bird. Bird didn't crap.
Well, it's a little bit bigger bird than that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there's that. Also, we got some news from Starlink is starting to become more and more prevalent in airplanes. Is that the case or what?
Yeah. I don't know how many of you have tried it, but Starlink Mini is really, really starting to gain a lot of traction in general aviation. You take the, you know, the little Starlink Mini terminal. Not much bigger than a laptop. You can set that little screen up on your dash and run it off a battery or even off of a high-powered USB port that you might have installed in your plane, and you've got actual full-on internet connectivity in the plane at speed.
Huh. I mean, it doesn't matter that you're flying. It doesn't mess up the signal.
Nope. In fact, they have multiple plans, and I think it allows for speeds of up to 300 miles an hour in their basic in motion plan.
Interesting. So you've done this, kind of played around with it with some of your friends down there.
Yeah, I've done it not in the Mooney yet, but when I was doing that multi-engine training a couple of weeks ago over in Titusville, one of the pilots brought it with, and so we actually had internet access in the airplane, and I was actually able to make a phone call with my day job and solve a problem while flying along at 5,000 feet off the coast of Florida.
Wow.
That's pretty amazing. You can do a FaceTime call like that.
That is remarkable. So you, but once again, you have to have eye of sight to the satellite. So you have to have it like in the,
it's got to be in a windshield or a side window, something like that, to be able to see the constellations. But because it's an electronically steered antenna, it takes care of the whole leveling part itself. It just can figure out where the satellites are and make the connection as needed. Huh. But they had a booth at the NBAA show a couple weeks ago in Vegas, and obviously they were showing some of the permitted installs that they have for business jets and airliners. Very big, you know, they're large, like two pizza boxes side to side, you know, that they're installing on top of the fuselage. Mm-hmm. That'd be great, except that's half of the roof of the Mooney. So clearly not an option for smaller planes like me. So I had to ask the question, and they said, can't confirm anything, but check back like in a year. So they are looking at potentially making something available for the GA market, which would be just fantastic.
And where did this come from? Probably the aliens initially.
Probably.
And reverse engineering this stuff, and it's filtering down to us mere mortals. All right, more coming up. Stay close to Just Plain Radio.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Whether you're a flight student, an experienced pilot, or simply an aviation enthusiast, there is a place for you as a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Join AOPA to get the latest general aviation news, safety resources, and technical support you need to sharpen your skills and become a central part of the nation's vibrant general aviation community. Learn more about becoming a member at AOPA.org. That's AOPA.org.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.